Rob Tanya and Canmore Mayor John Borrowman talking about every Canmore municipal official's favorite subject, feral rabbits. But before we get into this, I'm curious because, you know, I've heard a lot of different stories with regards to the feral rabbits and how they actually came into our community. The consensus is that domesticated rabbits were released into our community by a person or persons, but I've heard a few different versions of the how of that.
Like every good superhero, you need an origin story.
Exactly. Yeah,
I believe it's a dude who was drunk. Let out 12 rabbits.
Is that the story? That's not the origin story. Lions Park area.
No, that's not right. The stories that I've heard for decades and have believed, they were released by a fellow in South Canmore who was a town councillor and was getting grief because the bylaw said you couldn't have rabbits in cages on your property, and he did, so he, in frustration, let him go in South Canmore. That's 40-some years ago.
They spread like rabbits, and now we're here with this feral rabbit management program, which was implemented a few years ago. And I remember, you know, back during those council discussions, someone brought up the point, okay, well, how many years are we going to be having to pump money into a feral rabbit management program, because it's going to be really difficult to eliminate all of them at once. And it turns out that we're still doing that years later.
I understand that initially the intent was elimination, not management, and everybody knows how difficult that is. There's one much more certain way of doing that, but it's not pretty, and council shied away from that more certain solution and
went for the trapping,
hoping that over a period of several years we could reduce the population to zero. It turns out that's not possible. We've modified the expectations from elimination to management. But yes, every year there's a lot of discussion about the cost of the management program and is it worthwhile.
There's not discussion every year.
Maybe not when you're around, Tanya.
When you have in-camera presentations from administration on the feral rabbit management plan, I'm not there.
That's correct.
Yeah. When you have budget discussions.
Believe me, I know you're not there.
I'm there. And this is the first year since 2012 that it's really actually come up. I brought it up in budget discussion this week.
Administration had proposed reducing the annual budget from $60,000 to $50,000. I introduced the possibility of changing the approach so that we only trap every second year or half the season rather than the full season. And in any case, the direction that council preferred was to reduce the trapping perhaps to 3 months out of the year rather than six, a savings of $30,000 to the budget.
So you've actually compiled some numbers for your article in the Outlook. $240,000 spent in 4 years to capture 756 rabbits. And I worked that out. That works out to $317 approximately per rabbit.
And you know what? Reducing it to a per rabbit number is a bit of a base exercise.
Yeah, let's reduce it to the cost if a cougar that's attracted into town by the rabbits takes down a little kid.
No. I'm talking now.
It's all about the food.
I'm talking now. $250,000 in 4 years for 756 rabbits. And every year is different. 2014 to 15, 79 rabbits caught. But in the first year, there was over 300 rabbits caught. This thing is about as predictable as the weather.
Yeah.
Right?
What was it the CAO said about that?
She said there's nothing scientific about this at all. Because one of the problems is we don't know how many rabbits there are. When we capture them, we don't know what effect we're having on the population. Second problem, you can only trap on public land as a contractor for the province. Also, you need permission to be on private property. Now, if there's anyone out there, and there is, that loves the bunnies.
Anecdotally, there's a lot of people that feed the rabbits on their property, and it's very frustrating to their neighbors who are concerned about the number of feral rabbits, and there's very little that can be done. The bylaws try to enforce our bylaw against feeding rabbits, and the courts are fairly lenient.
Is this all, this process, sort of a tacit admission that short of some sort of massive cull, we're not going to be removing our rabbit and we're just going to be constantly pumping money into it every single year?
I think if we want elimination, we need to go back to the provincial government, whose responsibility this should be. This isn't a municipal animal control issue. This is a wildlife attraction issue. This is a fish and wildlife issue.
Fair enough.
Regardless of the origin of these rabbits, we need wildlife professionals. Mm-hmm. Yeah. People have taken bunnies to Banff. Do you see bunnies in Banff? No. You know why? Parks Canada deals with that.
Yeah.